Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has called for medical support for residents affected by water contamination in Chingola. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has reiterated its call for all unemployed doctors to remain at home. In international news, the Congolese government has banned the media from reporting on the activities of former President Joseph Kabila. And in sport, Wetsin Nyirenda has revealed Zambia's readiness to secure record-extending COSAFA.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has called on authorities to provide medical support and ongoing monitoring for residents affected by recent water contamination in Chingola District. The incidents involved the supply of blue-coloured water, which the Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, confirmed was caused by elevated copper levels in the water supply. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quincy Mwavu emphasized the serious health risks linked to consuming such contaminated water, including nausea and potential long-term damage to vital organs such as the liver and kidneys. He urged for a thorough investigation to identify the source of contamination and hold those responsible accountable to prevent future occurrences. In response, the government has directed Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company to increase heavy metal testing and strengthen water quality monitoring in affected areas, including Chuempala, Chikola and Maiteneke. Several residents have already sought medical attention for symptoms related to the contamination.
We understand the serious health implication of consuming such water, including gastrointestinal problems, nausea, and potential long-term effect of vital organs like the liver and the kidneys. The health and the well-being of the affected communities are our top priority, and we urge the government to provide safe drinking water to this community immediately, ensuring their access to this fundamental necessity. A thorough investigation into the source of contamination must be conducted to identify those responsible and hold them accountable. This will help prevent such incidents in the future and restore our public trust. We recommend that medical support and monitoring be provided to individuals exposed to the contaminated water. This will enable early detection and treatment of any potential health issues, mitigating the long-term effect of copper exposure.
Operation Young Vote, OYV, has called on all political parties, particularly those in opposition, to prioritize vote protection as a critical component of the electoral process. OYV Executive Director Guest Nyirenda emphasized that while campaigns and voter sensitization are important, safeguarding votes is essential to maintaining the integrity and credibility of Zambia's democratic system. He highlighted that protected votes form the foundation of free, fair and transparent elections that truly reflect the will of the people. Mr. Nyirenda has urged political parties and candidates to invest in voter education, deploy trained agents to polling stations, leverage technology to enhance transparency and security, and encourage openness in vote counting and results announcement.
Everyone should be aware that vote protection is essential to upholding the people's will, which transcends political interests. Operation Young Vote would therefore like to urge all stakeholders and political parties, especially those in the opposition, to ensure that their investment in the electoral matters is not devoid of the component of vote protection. We further implore all political parties to take interest and immediate action to invest in vote protection measures, as coming together, collaborating and forming alliances and coalitions is not enough.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has reiterated its call for all unemployed doctors to remain at home, maintaining the withdrawal of free volunteer medical services in public health facilities. This ongoing strike reflects deep frustration over unresolved grievances and stalled negotiations with the Ministry of Health. Yesterday, RDAZ engaged with the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Health, Dr. George Sinyangwe, and senior ministry officials presenting 5 critical demands. These include the immediate employment of doctors, a transparent and fair recruitment process, an end to exploitative volunteering, inclusion of RDAZ in key decision-making processes, and the resolution of long-standing issues such as unpaid settling in allowances and delayed promotions. However, RDAZ President Dr. Paul Chiwe expressed disappointment in his response, describing it as